Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Oh, invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, babe. The name is Charlie.
Frank Williams, the
Again, thank you guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via my cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. The calling number to the show is 818-301-5834. Call in, give your opinion on today's episode, or you can just call and say hello. I don't mind that as well. Now, I promote the show, guys, daily on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. So if you are on Blog Talk Radio online, there should be an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon and set it up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis, as well as Facebook. If you can go into your Facebook account, search for The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And our show page should come up there. Go ahead and become friends of the show through Facebook. Now, we also have a Twitter account. You can follow us on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you should never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? So again, guys, thank you for tuning in. Today's weather was on and off. You know, it's sometimes the sun will peek out for a little while and tremendous day, and then a few minutes later, the back down and get a little cloudy and wind will blow a little bit. Then the sun peek back out. You know what I mean? Gorgeous day. And, you just have to thank the man upstairs every day for what he does. It is truly amazing. And I said I was going to do a show on that one day. I may do that show tomorrow called How the Body Works, How the Human Body Works, was such an amazing feat that was put on by the man upstairs to make human beings, okay? Just amazing. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. Anyway, today's show, guys, the call-in number is 818-301-5834. Today's episode is called, How Can You Tell If She's the One? How can you tell if she's the one? Or how can you tell when you have your soulmate? How can you tell that she's your soulmate? How can you pick up on that? What makes you say that's my soulmate? Or what makes you think that she's the one? Okay? 818-301-5834. Now, I can tell you that, you know, relationships are very, very hard to maintain. And if you guys aren't on the same page, you know, you can be at the top of the page and she can be at the bottom of the page, or vice versa. But as long as you're on the same page, or if you're not on the same page, things aren't going to work out well. If you don't share the beliefs of the other person in the relationship, usually things aren't going to run so well. okay? So what I'm trying to say is you know, when you find someone that that you guys are compatible, you like things that the other one likes, you like doing things that the other one likes to do, or you can grow to start, you know, learning or understanding what this other person does to be able to kind of compromise the relationship. Okay, I know in my relationship when I started, I was like, "Hey, I've been fishing." You know, that's what I said. I've been fishing since I was a little boy. Okay. I used to go fishing with my granddad and my grandma. So as I grew up and, you know, went into adulthood and started a relationship, you know, I still want to go fishing, right? But she didn't like fishing in the beginning. So to be with me, she wanted to learn how to fish. She wanted to learn what it was about. So we went fishing together, taught her how to do it, and we caught fish. And, you know, if you take someone fishing, especially a spouse or a significant other, if you take them fishing, you have to go. When you're going to catch fish, you have to go and catch fish. If it's someone's first time fishing, you need to be catching some fish. Because if you're catching fish, they'll want to go back. Y'all with me? And that's what happened. Now, we caught fish, so she wanted to go back. And guess what? Now, if you got her on board as far as fishing is for, you know, not just fishing, I mean anything that you might like to do. You might like to drag race. So if you get her to the races and she start understanding how things work, and then she sees how much you're enjoying it, she starts to figure it out. And vice versa. If she's into something and she takes you along and you understand how much she enjoys that, you start to figure out how to enjoy it as well. So if you guys are, you know, liking the same things, like doing the same things, then you know you're starting to have the characteristics. Your relationship is starting to have the characteristics of soulmate to soulmate, okay? And when you have a soulmate, someone's on the same page as you are, you guys are running after the same goals. Say, for instance, you just got married, and you're living in an apartment, but you guys are working towards buying a home. And now, you know, you found a home, you know what you need to do to get in that home, and you start to working towards it. When you both are working together, when you both are compromising, when you both are communicating with each other, there's absolutely nothing or no one that can stop your success. Only you guys can stop your success. And the way that you stop your success is you go against the other one. You go against the other person in the relationship. That'll halt that success in its tracks. But if you're running toward the same things and looking at that same goal, you're going to get it. And when you get that goal together, then you celebrate together. And that's another thing. You know, a big part of in a relationship and is entertaining. Like, say, for instance, having a party. You can't have a party when your significant other isn't on board to have parties. If that's something that he or she doesn't like to do, if she likes to do it and you don't like to do it, it's going to be a problem. Because now they're starting to, you know, to separate the relationship. Because, say, for instance, she likes to do that and you don't. So you're not into that. So you're not going to be there sharing that time with her. Same thing on your part. Say, for instance, you're a hunter. You like to deer hunt. Now, there are women that deer hunt. Their men have taught them how to deer hunt. And they go out in the woods with them. That's someone who has the characteristics of being your soulmate. Okay? But when you go hunting, when you take her hunting with you, or when she takes him somewhere with her, you have to find out how you can make it very enjoyable for the other. And if you can do that, you'll have them right there in the palm of your hand. Imagine, guys, you guys that hunt. Okay? Imagine being up in your tree stand waiting for a deer. And you got your wife in a tree stand, not even 5 feet away from you. And you guys are waiting on a deer. How can you beat that? You're out there in the woods doing your favorite thing. Now you taught her how to be out in the woods doing your favorite thing. And she enjoys it. Then guess what else? When you need something for whatever you're doing for hunting, when you need something, she's on board. Okay, honey, if you need that for hunting, let's get it if we need it. Then the purse strings loosen up. Because it's something that you and her enjoy. And now you guys can enjoy that together. You aren't dragging her out there by her hair because you want to make her figure this out. A soulmate, a true soulmate, would say, hey, you know, I want to be with you, so I want to learn what it's like to deer hunt. I want to learn how to deer hunt. I want to go with you. I want to be with you. That's when you know she's a soulmate. That's how you can tell. Same way with guys on the, you know, on the other side of this thing. And I'm not saying, you know, you got to take this guy crocheting. But if that's what you like to do, hey, he will get into it. And you'll be able to, and you have. That's how you can tell you have a soulmate. Something that you enjoy so much. If you enjoy that much, a soulmate will figure out how they can get involved. Because if they get involved, then they get a chance to continue to be around you. Another way you can tell if you have your soulmate, they want to do everything they can to be with you, to be around you, to hang out with you, do things together, do everything together. You ever seen a couple in a relationship that they're always together? Like, man, you done came over and brought your wife, dude. Come on now. You done came over and brought her with you? Got your girlfriend with you? Come on, man. You know, my wife upstairs chilling. We down here in the man cave. You got your wife down here in the man cave with you? Well, my wife likes to watch football, too. Your wife doesn't. She's upstairs watching the cooking gym. That's another way you can tell you got your soulmate. Take them with you wherever you go. It isn't hard to do. But that's how you know you have your soulmate. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Guys, again, remember, when you're running after the same goal, when you're on the same page, when you start doing the things that the other one does and loving it, when you don't want to be out of the presence of that person for any long periods of time, then you might have your soulmate. Well, you may be on the verge for soulmateism. You know, that's the beauty of this thing. That's the beauty of a relationship, is that now you have someone that share your same beliefs, your same ideas, and y'all can run after this thing together. Relationships are like a game. If you learn how to play the relationship game, you'll never be lonely until the day you guys, someone passes on. Till someone passes on, you'll have that person in your life, and they're your soulmate. That's what makes being in a relationship so good. That's part of what makes a great marriage great. Is that you have your soulmate with you. Again, that person who is running after the same goal as you are. Okay? That person who likes the same things that you like, or even have learned to like the same things that you like. That person that you can't, you know, stop being around for long periods of time. That's when you know you've got your soulmate. They're going to be with you through thick and thin. They're going to help you with finances. They're going to help you figure out finances. All that stuff is a part of knowing whom your soulmate is. But how you can tell, and now, that's my soulmate there. That's my soulmate. That's how it goes. I feel like I have my soulmate. You know? We've been married for 25 years. We've been knowing each other over 30 years. I'm 49 years old. And I've been knowing her. If you can do the math, more than half my life. That's truly amazing to me. But that's the path. That's the road that God wanted me to travel. That's the road that he had set for me in my life. Say, for the next 25 years, you're going to learn how to be together. You're going to learn how to like things the other one likes. You're going to learn how to do the things that the other one does and love it. You're going to grow together over the next 25 years. You may be on different roads in the beginning, but as life goes on, as relationships get stronger, these roads start to merge together. That's when you know you've got your soulmate. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. I love you guys, and I hope you have a great, great day tomorrow. Take care of yourselves. Join me tomorrow. I'm going to have a great show talking about these cell phones. Take care, guys. It's Frank. I'm over. I'm out. Good night.
You want me to stay? I'll be around today to be available for you to see. If I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count my days. Reaching me by phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in space. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time?